the European Court of Justice. Article 220, formerly Art 164, provides the Court of Justice shall ensure that in the interpretation and application of this treaty, the law is observed. This provision focuses on ensuring that the rule of law is applied throughout the Union. In the light of this primary duty, the Court is called upon to deliver legal judgments on cases brought before it by hearing various types of action and by giving preliminary rulings. The Court has jurisdiction over 1. Administrative matters relating to actions brought against union institutions by member states or individuals in cases where the former infringed an essential procedural requirement. In other words, they acted outside their powers, ultra vires, given to them in the treaty. In these cases, the court acts as an administrative court. 2. Constitutional matters relating to the balance of power between the union institutions and member states and between the union institutions themselves. In the former case, institutions and member states, if a member state has not complied with treaty obligations, an action will be brought against it by the Commission to ensure compliance with such obligations. In this sense, the court acts as a constitutional court. In the latter case, between institutions, the Parliament will bring an action against the Council if the latter has not complied with the appropriate legislative procedures. In both cases, the court acts as a constitutional court. 3. Interpretation of community law. The court provides uniformity of interpretation and application of union law, including the treaties, in all the national courts. By so doing, the court takes a purposive or teleological approach, which seeks to realise the purpose behind the law. 4. Appeals from the European Court of First Instance. Cases heard by the court. Under the court's rules of procedure, the Court of Justice has competence to hear the following cases: actions for failure to fulfil obligations. For example, if a member state has failed to comply with its treaty obligations, the Commission will institute proceedings against it and leave the court to determine the matter, give its judgment. If the member state is found to be at fault, it will be required to pay a financial penalty by the court, known as fixed or periodic penalty. Actions for annulment. An EU institution or an individual, the applicant, applying to the court for the annulment of a piece of legislation, such as a regulation, directive or decision adopted by the institution concerned. These proceedings are initiated when the applicant has reason to believe that the particular law is illegal and as such adversely affects him. Actions for failure to act. These actions are brought when the institution did not act in the prescribed and therefore lawful manner. Thus, they review the legality of a failure to act by a union institution, but may only be brought before the court after the institution has been demanded to act. Appeals against judgments delivered by the Court of First Instance. References or questions for a preliminary ruling. These are requests from courts and tribunals in the member states for an opinion or judgment by the court. The need for such requests arises when the national case depends entirely on community law, the particular urgency of the case, therefore, allowing the court to seek what is referred to as expedited procedure. This procedure may only be requested by the courts against whose decision there is no appeal. For example, the English House of Lords or the Italian Corte di Cassazione, Supreme Court of Appeal. Under Article 245, formerly Article 188, of the Court's Rules of Procedure, there are two types of preliminary ruling. The National Court may ask the Court of Justice for an opinion on a question concerning the interpretation of community law, for example, to clarify whether their national provision is in compliance with community law. Therefore, they refer their case to the court. This opinion will be given in the form of a preliminary ruling. Alternatively, the National Court may ask the court for a review of the legality of a Community Act. In this case, the court's reply will be a preliminary decision by reasoned order and not merely an opinion as above, and the National Court will be required to comply with the interpretation given in that decision. Once the court has given a preliminary ruling, the case will be referred back to the National Court from which it originated, which must then decide the case, that is, give judgment. The use of preliminary ruling procedure is to avoid that the courts in the member states may interpret EU legislation in different ways, and therefore to result in community law being incorrectly applied. Preliminary ruling procedure is important also to remind you that the court may only answer questions put to it about the interpretation of community law. It may not rule on national law or on conflict between national and community law, or apply its interpretation to the facts of the case. As we saw in Chapter 2, these are matters for national and, in our case, English courts to deal with. The Court of Justice consists of judges and advocates general, nominated by common accord of the member states for the same renewable term of office. Their independence must be beyond doubt, and they must be qualified for the highest judicial offices in their respective countries, or be jurists of recognised competence. To ensure efficiency, the Court of Justice may sit as a grand chamber of 13 judges instead of meeting in a plenary session or full session attended by all the judges. The judges elect the president of the court, who directs the work of the court and presides at hearings, esempi gratia, the cases heard by the court, and deliberations. Procedures in direct actions. Under the court's rules of procedure, the procedure for direct actions before the Court of Justice may be summarised as follows. 1. Written procedures. These are written submissions made to the registrar of the court, the parties and the institutions. They are the applications, defences, replies by the applicant and rejoinders, the defendant's replies to the applicant. These procedures end with the judge rapporteur's preparatory report for the hearing to establish whether a preliminary inquiry is necessary. 2. Preparatory inquiry. Upon hearing the judge rapporteur's report, a preparatory inquiry follows to establish whether there are issues of fact which need further proof and evidence. If no such issues arise, the court will fix the date for the oral hearing or oral procedure. 3. Oral procedure. The judge rapporteur reads the report in open court, followed by arguments from advisers and lawyers of the parties, including witnesses. This procedure ends with the advisory and reasoned opinion of the Advocate General. This opinion is in no sense binding, either on the court or on any other later court. It is seen as having strong persuasive authority. The advice contained in the opinion is a matter which the court's judges will take into account during their deliberations. 4. Deliberation of the court. The court retires to consider its decision. The deliberations are secret, and the opinion of the majority of the judges decides the case. Judgment. The court then hands down a collegial judgment, which concludes the litigation procedure. Judgments are published in the court's reports of cases in all the official languages. Where argumentation is concerned, European judgments bear little relationship to the judgments delivered by English courts, simply because they do not contain the individual voices that are normally associated with English judgments. As we shall see later in explanatory notes, collegiality allows for no dissenting judgments in European cases, although some dissension may occasionally be perceived when the judgment is deficient in clarity. A court's judgment therefore consists of the following elements: a summary of the facts and the arguments submitted by the parties, the grounds for the decision, and an order of costs.